use regular bearings.
On this special episode of American Chopper.
There's producers that can't work with senior, producers that can't work with junior, and we have separate cameramen, and it's become a nightmare to produce.
Let me tell you something. Listen, if I wasn't in...
There's as much drama behind the scenes as there is in front of the cameras.
My biggest concern that day was a chair gets thrown, and it missed a camera off by about an inch and a half.
All right, we're ready for Mikey.
Two film crews.
Shooting a little bit of paint there.
Battle to make one show.
You. I've been a producer long enough that I don't want to take crap from talent.
Your TV producers are
Season's greetings. What is this?
Never-before-seen footage.
If you can't take a joke...
And exclusive interviews.
I do believe that Senior was trying to sabotage him.
Reveal the paranoia.
The crew over there, they had the opportunity to get any inside information from here, would use it against us.
The espionage.
Sometimes the teams do have to meet without Junior finding out.
The constant struggle that goes into making American Chopper, Senior versus Junior.
Pounds of hardened steel and polished chrome. A tricked out, custom made dream machine. A father.
Get on it. Get on it.
A son.
Nobody puts more time in here than me.
American Chopper.
When we first started American Chopper, it was just about building motorcycles. That's what we wanted.
What are you talking about?
Nobody puts more time in here than me.
You don't get involved in anything that you got to get your hands dirty with.
When we started shooting the show, we realized we had something way different than just building motorcycles. From the absolute first frame we ever did on American Chopper, there has always been tension between the father and son.
Why is it that everybody here comes in here at 7 o'clock and does what they have to do, and then you come in here, Mr. Superhero, and just pick and choose what you want to do?
But I was here last night for 3 hours.
Who cares?
I've been here almost 7 years. So I started off in 2004 as the director of photography on the show. When I started on the show, we had, I think, 6 people, 3 cameras, audio, a producer, and a PA.
You know, the first crew we had there were really very uncoordinated, I guess you could say. And, you know, they constantly were banging into things. You've got to be kidding me.
Come over here.
Get another guy over here.
Get everybody on here.
So it was just kind of, you know, everybody kind of getting into the groove and figuring their way around the shop and figuring out how to follow Paulie and follow Senior and get the story we needed without upsetting the cast.
She can't be sitting down by the machine all
designed for the front end.
I remember there was a fight going on, and at the time I was new, so I didn't know how close to get to him.
Get your hands dirty for a change. Do some welding and grinding instead of watching everybody else do it.
So I was just getting closer and closer and really kind of testing the bounds. And he didn't react to me. He was so pissed at Paulie. He's just yelling away, and I'm just right there in his face. He's kind of almost looking over me, and I realized he doesn't care. Like, I can just get right up in his face.
You're the most disrespectful person that I know.
And so are you. And so are you.
I'm your father.
And just because you're my father, I'm an adult now. You have to respect as well.
I don't respect the person that does the same thing over and over. I have no respect for you.
Have you looked in the mirror?
The most difficult part is trying to separate yourself from what's actually going on. Like, you know, Senior and Junior have their arguments.
What the f*** you do?
Listen,
you know
dude,
what?
Get out of my face.
No, f*** you.
Right? In your head, you might feel that one person is right, one person is wrong. But at the same time, you just got to be objective and get the shots and let the people at home decide.
You're going to bury this company.
My first week was the week that Junior left OCC. I remember he came in like unbelievably late, and there was like literal palpable tension. It was just awkward and weird, and no one was talking to each other. And finally, there was that huge explosion.
We're in this thing.
Partner's my
we're involved here. Let me tell you something.
Listen,
if I wasn't involved, this go to it would burn to the
days of
that.
You know what?
My biggest concern that day was if you watch the footage, a chair gets thrown and it missed a camera op by about an inch and a half. So every time I see that, I cringe.
And don't bother coming in tomorrow because you're terminated.
Good, it's about time.
In situations like that, when it gets heated and they start kicking over things or throwing things through walls, you just got to step back. Take a good step back, but push in and just stay on the action.
When Paul Sr. effectively fired Paul Jr., we had no idea what was going on behind the scenes. What grew from that and what we came to know after that was there was an infighting and a struggle within the family business. And we as producers didn't know how to handle it.
You know, I was scared. I don't know what the hell was going on. I was just like, kind of go back to trying to do my own thing, you know, and nobody knew if we were going to have, you know, if the shop was going to be open the next, you know, next couple weeks or TV show is going to end or, you know, whatever's going to happen. So it was a very trying moments for a lot of people.
When Junior and Senior finally had their break, we went on hiatus for a couple weeks. No one knew what was going to happen. Was there going to be a show? Could there be a show without Junior and Senior together? And we sort of persevered. We sort of came back slowly, you know, started filming Senior.
Get over here.
What's up?
We're building a bike for Woodstock?
Yes.
It's love, peace, and happiness?
Lots of love.
And what's hug?
Whoa. Come on. Group hugs is not.
All right. Love you, man.
We went to Junior's house, started filming there a lot. We actually broke into two complete crews to cover both of them at the same time. And that was the birth of the sort of the separation.
So I got the Coleman grill in today. It came in a nice box, packaged really nice.
Junior eventually came around to create Paul Jr. Designs without the shop. He was doing a barbecue at the time. And Senior continued at OCC.
The ratings weren't showing too well the last couple years. And I'm not going to blame that on Paulie.
You know, in the past, on a project like this, I'm sure my father and I would have already had a fight about how to open the box.
But there's expectations that the film crew has on you in order to film the show properly. Well, if you're not being cooperative, it's hurting the show. They constantly were asking him to be part of something or to do something. He constantly wouldn't show up. He constantly wouldn't cooperate. And I think that they got to the point where, you know, they kind of threw their hands up and said, you know what? What am I going to do?
And then the first motorcycle I ever built was in this shop using all this equipment that's in here now. You know, essentially, once I was fired, I was kind of on my own. I started Paul Jr. Designs. I had a one-year non-compete in which I was not able to build motorcycles. My 1 year came up around the same time we finished filming the sixth season. And I think OCC was pitching hard to Discovery to do the show without me and Michael. I think when they realized that Discovery wouldn't do it without me and Michael is when they started getting a little hard-headed. Then they found out I was going to build bikes. Once they found out I was building bikes, OCC said, no way. Discovery said, well, then we're going to cancel the show. They said, go ahead.
So at the end of the season, the network said, this doesn't work for us. We got to end this. And they effectively canceled the show.
When the show was canceled, everybody felt that they were losing their jobs.
A lot of great storytelling went on, and all of a sudden it ended. And me and my crew were kind of a little taken aback.
It was just like, this is the end of American Choppers, and then that was it. There was no real resolution.
It was, for me personally, quite sad to see the disintegration between Paul and Paul Jr., because I came to know them and like them and know them as family and friends. And I went away thinking, how can we make this better? How can we bring it back? I was talking to the executives at TLC, and, you know, we were wondering, Is there any way we could bring this back? We were just kind of chewing on it. Was he going to be in competition with his father? Would he open up another shop? What if we just call it what it is? It's Senior versus Junior.
As far as the show, as two separate entities, I guess you can say, did I think it was going to be good for the show? I didn't think it was going to be good for the show. I was wrong.
Cancellation only lasted 2 months. I got a call from Craig Bligian that said, we got to start shooting next week.
Originally, they were going to give me my own crew, give OCC their own crew, and have their coordinator swing between the two sets. And I wouldn't even come in the building with the cameras on with that situation. We need complete and total separation.
Once the season started, it was like a whole new ball game. We had a second crew dedicated straight to Junior as always, but this time we were not allowed to intermingle.
Nick, you got Mikey's entrance. Before I got selected as a producer for Paul Junior Designs, I had to fly out here and meet with him, which is unusual. Usually, I'm just selected to be the producer for a show. I don't usually meet with talent to get kind of a sign-off. Was he talking to me to find out if I was a good producer, or was he talking to me to see if he could trust me? Because I got the feeling it was all about trust.
Do you think these are just rolled a little bit?
Not a whole lot.
And we could check it with your tank now because you got
right.
A tank.
It is very hard to do a show with two crews when you work for the same company, when you're trying to produce the same show. We are not allowed to share stories. We are not allowed to tell one side what the other one's doing. So doing a show, one show with two main characters who will never meet, never talk, is unbelievably hard.
Hey, look who's here, man. My buddy Mike Tuttle from American Chopper et al.
Hey, Coop.
Hey, buddy, come on in, man.
During the first couple weeks of the show, Mikey was going to be on the radio at WPDH.
What the hell's going on? Lawsuits, bad blood. Somebody was telling me that your brother and your father haven't spoken to each other in well over a year.
Yeah, it's gotten pretty ugly.
And I told Junior it might be nice for you to do a call-in so you can update people about what's going on.
Paul!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Paul Junior on the line with us.
I thought it would be a good idea to at least put it out there to production so Senior could listen to the conversation, because you always want to get reaction.
What's going on with you and your dad, man?
You know, he's suing me for my ownership interest in the company.
So I told Senior, you need to listen to the radio. I think your son is going to be on it this morning. And it was Mikey on the radio, and Senior said, I want to call in.
I got Paul Senior on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hey. What's up, Coop?
How you doing? And of course, your son on the line, you want to say hi to him?
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
He had not talked to them in months. The show had just started back up, and he really, I think, saw this as an opportunity just to open the door a crack and see what might happen.
Do you think you can put it back together with your dad, or do you think your relationship's done?
Where the problem comes in for me is the lawsuit. I mean, I would never have brought this legal, never in a million years, and that's what's destroyed the family in part.
A fight erupted.
Listen, reality is reality. That's your problem.
You're not living in reality.
And it was raw. These guys went after each other and told their sides of the story.
But the difference between me and you is I wish you well and you wish me harm. And I think...
Well, you know what? That's your opinion.
Because I spent 20 years...
of carrying you and putting a golden spoon in your ass.
And now you can't figure it out and I'm a bad guy.
So I thought it was a great segment.
Listen, I think that at this point we're not getting anywhere, so bye.
Probably 15 minutes after the segment, Junior called me up, and the first words out of his mouth were, did you set me up? And he said, if you set me up, I'm going to lock you out of my shop.
Yeah, you know, I definitely felt like when I did that radio interview, there was like some kind of setup there. I don't know, really. I never really quite got to the bottom of it. Those things don't just happen. You know, that much I know.
Junior looked a lot better than Senior in that radio segment. So I'm expecting Junior to be happy with me. Instead, Junior says, listen, man, when I talk to my father, I want it to be on my terms. I don't want to be set up.
I mean, that's a delicate balance, really, with the producers. Because everyone wants to make compelling television.
If there is a settlement to be reached between you and your father, will we ever be there with cameras, or is that going to happen outside of the show?
Yeah, you know, the settlement thing, you know, I hope it happens. It makes everything easier.
We never tell anybody what to say.
We never prompt anybody what to say. So it's one of the most real reality shows I've ever been on. But Junior would prefer that any interaction with his father is absolutely on his terms. He's deeply emotionally affected by anything with his father these days.
Every morning I come in, the camera crew's here.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
We're stuck in his shop for 8-10 hours a day, and we all get along, I think, pretty good. Sometimes I piss them off, but that's the nature of me.
For me, I'm actually a very shy person. And just, like, being around the camera guys all the time and having cameras in your face and do this, I mean, it was just very, very odd and awkward. I mean, we were never instructed how to act around the camera. They know what you can do, and you stay out of each other's way to give us our room for what we got to do, and then for them to actually get what they need and carry those cameras around. I wouldn't want to carry these cameras around all day long.
Parallels. And sometimes I just assume take that camera and smash it on the floor, but they told me how much it costs, so I won't do that.
So from my office here, I'm able to kind of keep an eye on what's going on out there. I'm able to, you know, listen with my headphones here. I can see over to Senior's office if he's either in a meeting or on a phone call, whatever he's on. And that helps me kind of figure out where our cameras need to be. Try to stay out of their hair out there, just because if I'm out there, it's just another body out there that my camera ops are trying to avoid. So if I can do most of my viewing from here, it's probably better. Hi-ya!
Hi-ya! Adam started out as a camera guy, I think 6 years ago or so. And it didn't work out with the producer at that time. So we kind of demanded that we wanted Adam to be the producer.
I think the idea was, hey, we're going to go to bat for this guy, get him in as a producer, and then we can kind of control him. And I think that's the situation you have over there.
Trust is the number one thing under this roof. If C, then you can be completely honest with him.
I guess the thing that I like best about Adam is that he's very cooperative. He just doesn't go on his own and say, this is what we're doing and that's what we're doing. We sit down and we collaborate.
So this morning, saw on the internet, there were some pictures of an unveiling that Paulie did.
I do feel it. Sometimes I'm an employee of OCC.
The difference between those bikes.
But that's just part of it. I have to understand what they're doing in order to get what I need for the show. I mean, we're a complete team.
Thanks.
What's up? Hi. I didn't come out here to be Junior's friend. I came out here to produce a television show. Not only produce a television show, but to revive a show that needed to be revived. At the beginning of the day, our sound guy mics up the talent.
How are you, Steven?
Fantastic, brother.
So, Joe, we're standing by for Mikey's walk-in.
As soon as the talent's mic'd up, we just start rolling cameras. All right, we're ready for Mikey. We have two cameras on the floor at all times.
Hello.
What's up, Michael?
There's definitely a juggling act going on between two crews filming the same show in two different locations, but the film crew that we got is definitely aces. Back down there.
On some level, you have to trust the person behind the camera, whether it's a sound guy or the camera guy or the producer. You have to have a certain level of comfort to be able to talk about certain things. Okay. You know, it's all or nothing. You either have a relationship with your whole family or none at all.
You know, in the beginning, the talent would tell the camera ops to turn off the cameras. And I made it very clear to the camera ops, you don't turn off the cameras unless I tell you to turn off the cameras. And once I expressed that was a concern to me, Junior did agree. He felt like, you're the general of your camp, I'm the general of mine, we'll work together.
I like it. So this is the Haas CNC machine, and this is where Vinny does all his machine work. So close that up real quick, so let's make sure. Yeah, I like your placement.
You just can't go sticking expensive cameras in these machines that are cutting up pieces of metal and spitting them out at high velocity. So we have little GoPro cameras, and we stick them inside the machines, and they're pretty much protected to capture everything we need without being destroyed by the equipment.
There's no question. I mean, the cameras are just part of the operation.
Voila.
And, you know, we make room for them here, and it's not necessarily the prettiest space, but we're working on that. You're gonna want to see it, right?
This has been an interesting test for us as producers because we are shooting two different shows.
All right, you backing up?
And there's producers that can't work with senior and can't work with junior, and we have separate troops and cameramen, and it's become a nightmare to produce.
Was that the time that she went?
Yeah. I mean, it's like crazy because of, you know, there's espionage involved now. What bike are they building? Who's getting the bike builds? How many are they getting? So we have to fairly show both sides of the argument.
When new clients do call you initially, we don't necessarily roll on it. Why is that?
When we get a deal going, we don't say anything to anyone until we sign the contract.
We don't let Discovery know. We don't let production know. Nobody knows anything because we cannot afford to accidentally have some kind of leak to the other side about who we're doing business with.
We can't even afford to have leaks through the film crew, because you got to remember, it's the same production company doing what is essentially one show. And the idea for OCC to go ahead and sabotage anything we have going on, that's what they're all about.
Junior, I think, is slightly paranoid about the information going back and forth.
Junior does not want my crew talking to Adam's crew.
We have every reason to believe that the crew over there would definitely, if they had the opportunity to get any inside information, would use it against us. Believe me, they got people over there that are like in pocket.
I'm not gonna steal his secrets. Where am I gonna go with his secrets?
At least in his mind, he thinks that if Senior hears about something, Senior's gonna try and put the kibosh on it, which is completely not true.
It could cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars if Senior finds out that he's working with a specific client or a specific vendor, because I do believe that Senior was trying to sabotage him, especially in the beginning.
They're bagging up Cody, so make sure that you're holding the wire if you're moving.
You know, even Joel is very careful in how he tells me things, how it's set up, not to give me too much information.
We've met once at a remote location where we met face-to-face and talked about some logistical issues with the crews. But otherwise, it's usually via text.
I think they have to coordinate on some level. You know, I just try and monitor it if I can.
Well, I know that that makes Junior uncomfortable because I know what clients he's talking to. If I slip up and mention that to Adam, I think there's a strong chance that Adam could mention that to Senior.
It's ridiculous. We're working together, and we can't talk to each other.
The idea that he broke it twice.
As a producer, my loyalty's to the show. But if I were to pick a side, I'm on Junior's side.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's reset up for the other PUs.
Sometimes the teams do have to meet without Junior finding out. So whenever we have to interact, like to FedEx tapes to LA for editing or paychecks or anything, we have to have a secret meeting spot, which is the parking lot of the building right next to Paul Junior Designs. We have two spots. The first one we park right here, and because of the foliage and stuff that's usually here, they can't see us, but we can see them. Usually the foliage is up past the second story window, and we wait here. The production manager will come out, drive around, park, we'll hand off, do whatever we need to do. Because it's winter and these bushes are so low, they can see out, we have to have a secondary meeting spot on this location, which is more hidden. And what we do is we park behind the building, which is a little further away, but they can't see us, but we can kind of peek around the corner and see them. We're not doing it to be devious or spies. It's just the only way we can sort of give stuff to the other team. It makes our job really hard. That is our secret meeting place. It's behind the union building next door to your shop, Junior.
I think with the show now, you have your two main characters who don't communicate at all. So you have to figure out a way to bridge the gap and make it come across. Right out of the gate this season, they finished up the Domani bike. We usually go out, do a test ride, we film it. He wanted to drive by Paulie's shop.
So that's what, 30 days from today?
That was a time when I could communicate with Joel, and I said, try and have Paulie outside and your crew outside. Senior's gonna ride by on a bike.
My father just drove by.
Although Junior would prefer to have absolutely no interaction with his father, it's my job to cover that when it does occur.
Why? And we don't have a contract with them yet either, do we? Oh, he just drove by again. He's driving back and forth.
I knew that it would annoy him, so we drove back and forth, and then we stopped in front of his shop.
So I could see the other crew down there. I could see Paulie down there. Joel's in there. And I'm like, let's just pull over right here. Let's interview you right here. Let's do it. I mean, we're here. Let's right in his face. Let's do this.
So I decided to go by my own stomping grounds over here where Paulie has his shop a couple buildings down. I just thought it'd be a little bit different and also kind of check out his shop.
When Senior stopped at the top of the driveway and Adam started doing an interview with him, with the cameras pointed right at us, we decided just to do an interview with Junior about why he thinks his dad is at the top of the driveway doing an interview.
You know, I guess the hope would be at some point in time, maybe he'll actually come down the hill and congratulate me on my new business, but I don't know that that's going to happen anytime soon.
As a cameraman shooting reality shows, our thing is to avoid other cameras being in the shots as much as possible. And for the fourth wall to be broken and, you know, Joel letting us know that, hey, if they're in the shot, just shoot them. It was kind of weird. It's kind of really different.
We were showing cameras. We were showing producers. We were showing, you know, everybody on the crew. And I think we felt that that was okay. People understand that there's cameras with them all the time.
It was a really high-pressure situation, very tense, because being around Junior, I know he wasn't feeling too comfortable.
From what I understand, Paulie hasn't even come close to building a bike yet.
You know, I don't know what the deal is. If it's some sort of tactic to intimidate me, I think that it didn't work.
I was shooting Junior, and I saw Senior right over his shoulder, and I was like, you know what? Let me just do this little rack focus.
Here with a bike, park.
Got Senior in the background. I never really done something like that on the OTF, so that was a different dynamic, too.
He wants to see what's going on down here, but he doesn't want anyone to know that he cares what's going on down here. So, with that said, I'm going to go to work.
I knew that was going to piss off Paulie, because that was very early on. I know that Paulie was probably dealing with a lot of stress of just getting his shop going.
Great.
For Junior and Senior, that was the first time that they've been within 100 yards of each other in over a year. And it could have gotten weird. Because these guys, when they fight now, it's not an argument. I think it could get worse.
Extremely difficult to shoot a show out in public with these guys.
Hey guys, straight back.
Hey,
how you guys doing?
Steve Moreau and I have to run interference for Senior whenever we go to unveilings or we're out in public. It's definitely very difficult to get all the shots that we need. There have been plenty of times when a shot has been completely blocked. People are coming up to Senior, we're trying to shoot, people are wanting pictures and they want to get Senior's autograph and everything.
All right, spread out.
It's out of control.
Then there's the other side of it. There's parts where, like, you know, Senior was doing his thing, and then all of a sudden everyone says, where's Junior, where's Junior, where's Junior? And that caused a little bit of problem nowadays.
What's going on? What's going on?
We've got our camera ops in the middle of, like, thousands of fans sometimes. We've only got one shot to get this right, because we're in public. And we're not a scripted show. So if we miss a shot with a bike coming up for the unveil, we miss it. So we've got one shot at Junior landing this bike in the right spot. And we've got hordes of people basically running over my camera ops and my sound mixer.
We're there to do a job, and it's kind of tough. We got to get in there. And a lot of times the people are respectful. They understand it's a TV show. That's why they love them. And then, you know, they're like, all right, we'll get out of your shot.
Even with all the crowds, all the people, all the craziness that goes on, I don't think we've ever missed anything.
You know, I do feel bad for the film crew. They got a lot. Plus, when we flew to Australia, they had to fly coach.
Everywhere we go in the world, people come up. And it's not a bad thing, but at times it could be a little taxing.
But once you put yourself out there in front of a camera lens, people are going to come up to you, and even when you're in a bad mood, you kind of have to buck up and go with sort of the life you've chosen.
Discovery.
Odie's a cast member that has always been a bit of a pain in the ass.
You're missing an A-arm.
You're missing something?
There's one of these missing.
He's not a bad kid, but he's a little bit of a punk, and he's very disrespectful to the crew.
I'm missing one of these right here, identical. How can someone lose a bright neon, whatever color you want to call it, AR? But somehow he did.
You know, Mike and his assistant played a little prank on Odie, it turns out.
Do you guys have one of the yellow A-arms there?
They hid one of the parts.
You guys will find it. It's not a biggie, you know?
See you guys later. Thanks for picking my stuff up.
Odie tends to mouth off, get irate, disrespect people. Odie started getting frustrated, and I don't know what his deal was. He started acting like a baby.
Well, then do it. Producer wants to do an interview with me. I don't feel like doing an OTF right now. I'm going to lunch.
And there was one instance where he started mouthing off to Joel.
We were trying to get an interview with him, and he wanted to go to lunch. So I said, well, give me your interview before you go to lunch.
You.
Come on. Odie told me to off. Odie is a disrespectful, little immature cast member. I've been a producer long enough that I don't want to take crap from talent. When Odie's talking crap to me and the crew, it's a problem.
Your TV producers are
I was there, and I didn't like hearing it one bit. There was no need for it whatsoever. I don't care if he's the owner of the company or he's the low man on the totem pole. No one should do that. And he didn't do it just to Joel. He did it to Joel. He did it to the sound guy. He did it to everybody that was there.
I would love it if Junior fired him so I didn't have to work with him anymore.
Nice.
And the next day when we came back in, I mean, I told him straight out.
Before we go any further in this, I want to talk to you. I've been thinking about something.
All right.
The that went on here yesterday was unacceptable.
All right.
I know this is your project. It's a great opportunity, and I'll help you do whatever you want, but I can't work like that. And I just, I think you owe each of the film crew an apology. I do. I think it would be the right thing to do. You understand? Good, because I'm not saying it to be a jerk or anything like that. It's just the way I feel. I don't want to work like that.
I get weirded out with the cameras because I hate being on camera. So sometimes I act a little crazy.
Benny demanded that he apologize to all of us personally.
I'm sorry for being disrespectful and rude.
He apologized. I gotta give him credit for that.
I had a lot of respect for Vinny for doing that. You know, he put Odie in his place.
I wasn't trying to be his boss here. I was trying to tell him like a person. This is just the way you treat people. I don't care who you are. You know, the kid's got a great opportunity. He gets to do something he really loves. And who gets to do something that they really love for a living?
There have been so many mornings that I've walked into the shop with my heart pounding after I watched the show the night before. And there have been multiple times where I'm the bad guy in the shop because of the way the show came out.
I take things very personal, and what was happening is I was watching the show in the beginning, and then I would come to work the next day and I'd be like a lunatic.
It's hard. I always try and step back and say, guys, you know, it's entertaining. We're making entertainment here, so you guys know that. You're mic'd up every day. The cameras are rolling every day, so you know that we're here. So if you don't want to say something or do something, then don't. But if you do it, it could get shown.
Look, he's got his girlfriend, his wife up there. Look at how fat Michael's actually. You can't show the opposite side of the tank because Michael's stomach is up against it.
The only interaction that Junior has with Senior these days is from watching the show. That's the only time he sees his father, how he looks, what his attitude is, what he's saying about him. So they learn a lot from watching each other on the show.
Well, the only thing that's good about this whole thing is now he can take claim to his bikes instead of every bike that we got in the window there that he said that he designed.
It's interesting because you see and hear stuff for the first time. You know what you did already, but you don't know what the other side's done. So I have to believe that there's the opposite effect in the other direction. And I think it's interesting to see where they're coming from, see the things my father says. And sometimes, honestly, it's kind of hurtful, you know, especially with the direction my father's going lately.
And then Mike, you'll get the mic and he'll say, I know absolutely nothing about this bike. Thank you very much. At every single unveiling.
I've only watched a couple episodes since the split, and to be perfectly honest, it kind of churns up
negative emotions. There are certain aspects to it, like the OCC side and their negative influences on the television program, that kind of, you know, make me really look away.
The idea of sitting down with Dad with no one else around doesn't make any sense to anybody. You should never get in a room alone with him because nothing good is going to come of it.
And I loved watching a show. I would never miss a show. I used to love watching my shows. But, you know, they advised me, because they didn't want to deal with me, but they advised me, you know what, don't make yourself crazy. Don't watch the show.
Hey, doing? Yeah, come on in. I just washed the windows yesterday. It's cool.
I don't think Paulie wants to engage Senior or anybody here at OCC, which is a little strange because he shares a TV show with him.
Those guys don't want to play. Well, that's too bad. I want to play. So I'm not going to stop because those guys have no sense of humor.
I'd like you to explain this picture to me.
There's a dolphin. Oh, is that me?
Yeah.
Jason had a picture of them down in Florida for the porpoise, I guess, all dressed up in a Santa hat. And everybody had their thumbs up or a smile. And then he had me on the very corner with this real depressed looking face and a thumbs down, which I thought was real funny.
I don't know why you're so grumpy.
The thumbs up. Yeah, I look grumpy, huh? Oh, I got the thumbs down. I didn't notice that.
You're just so upset, man. Swimming with dolphins is fun. I guess it's all in good fun, and someone must have superimposed Paul Sr. into the picture. I don't know who could have done such a thing, but they did an amazing job, and I'm sure they're very skilled in many areas.
Can you shrink that down to a card? Because I'll send it to them. Put that thing in like a Christmas card type of thing, and I'll send it special delivery.
You got it. I'll devote my whole afternoon to that.
Producing the show, I mean, there's not a lot of connections we're making here, and that's one of the difficulties. We've made the connection through the radio. We've made the connection through sending people over to Paulie's, but there's never really any retaliation back over here. But I think these guys here are always waiting for Paulie to send something over here. Never happens.
And they probably won't take it as a joke, but you know what? They say, if you can't take a joke,
that's what they say.
Get it to go. I'll get somebody to deliver it.
Giddy up.
Mijo.
Yo. Hey, whoop.
The day that the holiday card came over to the shop, addressed to Junior and Mikey, it ended up in my hands. I know that this card is probably gonna have something in it to anger these guys.
Season's greetings. Oh, yeah. What is this? Happy holidays, thumbs up to all. Love your dad. This is awkward.
It's gotta go out there to them. They have to discover it, and we have to get a reaction to it.
My father is superimposed where I believe Brendan was. He's the only one giving a thumbs down. I don't know, this is from him. Love your dad, daddy. Yeah, I think it is him.
There's been times where Senior has sent stuff over to PJD, and it gets kind of awkward because we're filming, and we see somebody come in and drop something off, and all of a sudden, you know, there's a look from either Mikey or Junior like, oh, what is this? And they don't really take too well to it. They don't get the humor. And it's, you know, it's a little tense for us because we're just like, we know we have to film it. We know they don't want us filming it.
Stuff like this, I think, is done in good fun. But I think considering the severity of all the situations going on, it's uncalled for. It's kind of sad in a way.
It was a photo of our cast down in Florida swimming with dolphins, which we did the day before. So somehow Senior or his staff went on Twitter, pulled the picture, took Brendan's face out of it, put Senior's face in it. Senior's doing thumbs down while the rest of the cast is doing thumbs up. Mikey read it. I think he chuckled at first. He showed it to Junior.
What's up, Miguel?
Christmas card from Dad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, how'd that get in here?
You want to look at this or no?
Did you write that?
No.
What's it say? To Mikey and Paul Jr.
They replaced Brendan.
Why is that, man?
It's those kind of things that we get that he says is all in good fun. You know, yet he keeps slapping lawsuits on us.
You want to read the bag?
Yeah, it's great.
He didn't even say happy holiday plural.
I think he tries to create more content for the show. I think, frankly, they're lacking content over there. Who do they have now? You know, I mean, Rick's a great guy. He doesn't talk a lot. He's just a really good fabricator. Jason Poole's wild and crazy, kind of out of his mind. And then what do you have? My father comes out, he looks at the drawing Jason draws and says, oh, that exhaust looks nice, and he walks away.
It's a very negative Christmas card, Michael.
There's a theory that the pranks that OCC and Senior try to pull on Junior are a way of trying to reach out and you know, as an olive branch, maybe. Junior thinks that's utterly ridiculous.
Yep. I'm going to return to sender on this one. Address unknown.
You know, I think a show like this that's been on for this long has to evolve. And I think, you know, it's sad to say, but if there wasn't a split, we wouldn't have a show. I think that that split has given this show new life.
As far as building bikes, they could never in a million years build a bike like we can. And that's not bragging.
The show has not suffered one bit since its split. As a matter of fact, it's probably the best it's ever been.
He's never followed through with one thing in his life.
I don't know if you know, but I started my own motorcycle company.
Honestly, I think we have enough to carry a show on our side by ourselves. That's not to say the back and forth isn't creating a lot of extra attention.
There is something natural that draws you in about their argument, their father and son conflict, which is also what makes it so sad. I mean, a father should never sue his son, and a son should never sue his father.
This fight that they're in is absolutely real. It is absolutely heartbreaking to watch.
Junior and Senior are either going to become mortal enemies, or some people hopefully are going to be pulling for a happy ending. But nobody knows.
There's a kind of a pure honesty. I don't think there's any other show like it. I mean, good and bad, if we look ugly, we look ugly. If we look good, we look good. And whatever it is that we are is what you get.
You know, the things that are going on between me and my son, what you see is real. And there's millions of family out there, they don't talk to their kids. They don't talk, it happens, it's all, people identify with that. I don't have to like it, but it works. So, you know, I have to look at it that way. It's working, everybody has a job, everybody's making a little bit of money from it, and you know, business is good.
Monday the 17th on Discovery, all new American Chopper.
I have no respect for you.
The most dramatic season yet.
Terminated. Good, it's about time.
5 episodes left.
Yeah!
5 straight weeks, and you won't want to miss a single one.
You're going to bury this company.
The family dynasty is up for grabs.
What's the business worth?
Nothing.
Then I'll buy your 80%.
All new episodes of an American original.
You're the son that I really always wanted.
That's like half a compliment.